and the changing isn't free. You've read it in the tea leaves and the tracks are on TV. Beware the savage jaw of 1984. They'll split your pretty cranium and fill it full of air and tell you that you're made here, but rather you won't.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Tuesday, December 28th, 2021. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond, the official narrative. I'd like to remind everyone RBN is listener-supported, folks. Please donate whatever is manageable. Free speech cannot exist without being funded by we, the people. So please help ensure RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. You can use PayPal on the RBN website donate page. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. Call in to donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can mail in that donation, cash, check, money order. You can make that out to RBN, just the initials RBN, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. We greatly appreciate it, folks. Well, today I have a co-host here with me, who normally tries to make it on Fridays, Mr. Stephen Douglas Whitener. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Richard. Hello, Republic Broadcasting Network family.
This is good to have you today, Stephen.
We've had short criminals, fellow thought criminals. Yes,
we've had short weeks, two Fridays in a row, where we're closed. So, folks, this Friday for New Year's Eve, RBN will be closed this year, and New Year's Day, Saturday, the following day, of course, as well. But yeah, so that makes 2 weeks in a row without Friday broadcasts, Stephen. And I know you had a miss due to family health issues and responsibilities a week or two prior. It's good to have you back. I'm sure the listeners agree. You know, always good to hear you checking in with us.
Enjoy doing this. I don't get to do it dependably enough. I apologize for that. I've had a lot of family and personal health problems over the last few years, you know, but yeah, I just am very glad to be here when I am here. And if I'm not able to participate verbally, I'm listening very, very much of the time. It's been good. You guys got a break, but I missed having the radio on in the background over Christmas and will again. I've grown used to playing it just kind of the way, you know, boomers will have the TV on in the background, sort of. Right. I've tried to develop that habit a little bit. I mean, I've tried to listen to everybody and I haven't yet. I catch guys' shows who I know personally regularly, but I want to go around, as Jeremy had suggested on his show once, that if you do anything on here, at least give everybody else one listen so you kind of know what they're about and where they're from, you know? And I've been attempting to do that over the past few months, so I am listening to you there, Jeremy. Trying to do that, I suggest it for people. I mean, we see one someone's name, and I can't always associate with it. And there's some, you know, I'm not going to criticize any other hosts either, because I understand that Mr. Stadmiller would not allow any such on his station. I think that's certainly a very good rule.
Yeah, I'm still working on that. I agree wholeheartedly with Jeremy and yourself there. Try to give every host to listen, especially if you have been contributing as a caller, a host, co-host around here. And I'm getting there, you know. Maybe there's one or two hosts at the moment I've yet to check out around on the weekend, just with my schedule and just haven't remembered to since they've come on. But for the most part, it is a good rule. Engage where everyone's at, and we do have a lot of great people. It's good to have differences of opinion of our people, of the representing Americans, for that matter, across the board, as well as, you know, our brothers and sisters overseas who contribute to RBN as well. That's That's also very powerful, you know, because
I mean, I'm grateful to have the connections to the UK. I would that we could develop some to New Zealand and Australia similarly. Yeah,
every bit helps because I mean, it's so easy out there to be a gaslit these days. You know, maybe the world's all sane and you're the one who's crazy. And everyone must be thinking this way because the people on TV are claiming to think this way. And like the far left agendas on television, they make you think everyone has that attitude except a few of you outliers there. You're just, you know, crazy Trump-tards, right? The COVID narrative, some are saying, is dying. We have Chris Black. Chris Black says the COVID narrative is dying. He had a couple of sentences. What were you going to say? You think on that?
I think that a lot of it is true because whenever there was, for instance, I've been going through a lot caring for a family member and people are in and out of the house. And many times they'll wear the mask and hear it. You know, they'll get frustrated with it and pull it off when I don't understand what they say is what most recently happened. I said, take that thing off. Cover your pretty face up. We ain't scared. You don't have to wear that mask, please. And then they smiled and said, took a deep breath. And, you know, I don't think they put it back on. So there's that innate disgust with the whole situation inside of the general population. Just going along, they're just doing their job, existing from day to day, and normally wouldn't think about anything past whatever their particular interest was, some sports team or TV show they like. Maybe they got kids and, you know, just so busy with trying to survive that they don't pay attention. But once they stop, you know, and they realize, okay, man, I really don't have to wear that, do I? You know?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's why we have the businesses and the elected and appointed so-called leaders of our cities and towns who are really the only ones who have managed to keep this going this long. Biden completely changed his tune from a year ago. At this point, he's acknowledging that it's not really something that the federal level has any solution toward. You know, I mean, as opposed to a year ago where he said he was going to shut down the virus, is the way Biden was phrasing it. Now he's admitting there's no federal solution to the pandemic. But he's saying, you know, calling on the state level for the tyranny, basically, you know, that you're the ones who have to make this happen. Everyday people out there, you know, aside from the businesses making you where to go inside, buy at their store, patronize, whatever. I mean, the actual people, they think they're wearing a mask for you. You think you're wearing it for them. You know, once you let them know, you don't mind if they don't wear it or not. You know, and then, like you say, the sigh of relief, they take theirs off too. As long as they're out of the store with the tyranny that's being imposed on our local officials. And that, you know, it's I use these terms loosely because these people are not qualified in so many cases. Graft money, you know, that's what keeps the system going.
It's the technocracy. It's the self-checkout. It's the ubiquitous bot there that's watching you and recording every transaction that takes place, every action by an employee or even action by a shopper. Did your eyes go here?
Let me cite what Chris Black mentioned here on that. The COVID narrative is dying. He said, it was pretty short. The U.S. has no national vaccine mandate. It has no lockdowns. And laws against mask and vax mandates are proliferating, with the number of states and municipalities passing such laws doubling in the last month. So that's promising. I wasn't aware it was that extreme with the pushback. Everywhere in the U.S., actual COVID restrictions are on the retreat, he says, with conservatives winning so much, they are begging to please stop winning. They're not used to it. You know, they feel guilty, made to feel guilty, Republicans, conservatives, whatever. You can be happy at the good news or you can be angry at success because you want more than anything to be oppressed by COVID restrictions because it changes the terms of the debate. And now again, Biden goes from in 2020, I'm going to shut down the virus, to Biden today. There's no federal solution. But again, you know, calling on state tyranny, local tyranny, business, corporate tyranny.
He can't shut down the virus, so he's going to shut down us instead. That seems to be the solution. At what level they shut us down as yet to be determined, I guess. But they don't need us anymore. We never have needed them. We just don't realize that.
Fauci admits mandates are just a mechanism to get more people vaccinated. And we've heard a health minister in France admitting the same thing publicly when asked. I mean, you know, it's just a workaround as far as coercion is concerned. The ability to restrict you from this, that, and the other. And, you know, yeah, just work around for the government themselves saying, okay, we're forcing everyone to do this. They don't want the liability. You know, even though we have these emergency use authorization, EUA.
This ridiculous irony that illegal immigrants can come here, get the shot, leave this country. Not if they don't become U.S. citizens and then sue the corporation that gave them the shot that damaged them. But if they become U.S. citizens while they're here, then they lose the ability to sue that corporation. Now, there's something that you should take and chew on a while. Everybody listening, just take that and chew on that while an illegal alien comes here and gets an injection that they force you to have and that you have no liability against, that they leave, go back to their asshole country, as Trump would have called them, and get to sue the company that gave them the shot. Now, it's just, that's the kind of world we live in, and there's something inherently evil in that. I don't know exactly how to express it, but I think it's kind of like porn. I know it when I see it.
The world sees record daily COVID cases as less lethal Omicron displaces Delta. But, you know, of course, these are being compared to, like, symptoms of the common cold that week, Omicron. Latest study shows booster protection against Omicron drops 25% after just 10 weeks. As far as their pill, COVID antiviral pill causes life-threatening reactions with many common medications. And that includes...
I didn't mean to ask you, but a question I have for anybody out there who can... How is Omicron variant tested for? What test distinguishes it? That's where Omicron is what was to blame, and it wasn't...
Nothing.
Yeah,
nothing.
I want someone to show me the test. I'm perfectly capable of understanding how it works, you know. That was the problem at Aquatech. I could figure out how to calibrate the Geiger counter, so, you know. They don't want anybody who can... It's like that movie They Live, where she's there, and Rodney Piper's got the sunglasses on. She says, I'm not one that can see. That's, you know, they don't expect anyone to look, to be able to see if they do look. That's, I hope that they have depended upon that too much and that we fooled them and turned the tide around.
Mm-hmm. Over at Blacklisted News, that Doug Owen, I believe he used to broadcast on RBN for a while. I never did catch his show back then. I was checking out his articles those years, but I didn't catch his show. Five important stories, this article points out. Five important stories mainstream media has been ignoring in favor of COVID fear and divide. And of course, they're all over the map, but the one in particular, Fauci emails expose propaganda campaign conspiracy. And by now, it isn't a secret. Dr. Anthony Fauci is no stranger to controversy. In addition to the last 2 years of policy decisions proving what is either gross incompetence or willful deceit, and clearly apparent characteristic traits demonstrating him as an egotistical narcissist. Document disclosures in recent months via the Freedom of Information Act have exposed his career as one fraught with nefarious practices. And of course, Dr. Judy Mikovits had her career threatened twice, life-saving results of studies suppressed in favor of a pharmaceutical profit, a patent, and you know, who's going to take credit for what, basically, Fauci being an administrator opportunist his whole life. But,
now,
that's just me adding a bit there.
The sentence there, Richard, is the one that I thought would have taken hold with more American people's minds. From the psychotic torture of innocent animals, we had those beagles, you know, that horrific pictures of, and it linked Fauci directly to it. I mean, was he there administering the stuff to the beagles himself? I don't know. But it was a close enough association to where it sure did. It, you know, if anything was going to turn someone's against him, someone's eyes toward him enough to where they would look at the crimes that he's committed. It would have been that. And I don't know that that's worked. You know, what's it going to take to get this Dr. Fauci exposed? I don't know. Just something, because he's a kingpin. He's done. He's a gangster, and he's Drew whatever Peters administrator, that guy in Mandel House's book or whatever. He is the enemy. I just put that him and Gates together, like right. Bobsy.
And this is all important information, though. I mean, as far as what is being admitted now, it's destroying any counter narratives, attacking any voices, including a lot of doctors. This whole time, the last couple of years, you know, who've been speaking out against about early treatments and against the protocols, which clearly were all leading up to deadly protocols with remdesivir. And
yes,
of course, the shots, the mRNA shots, mm-hmm. being the end game, and their pills that they're trying to push, these now COVID, so-called COVID pills. But no, the next part there is worth noting, from the psychotic torture of innocent animals to a stunning piece from Newsweek, of all places, recently revealing further documents showing Fauci and the NIAID committed several violations when conducting research to deliberately engineer a coronavirus pathogen specifically capable of causing a pandemic research that even the morally destitute Pentagon thought was too dangerous. Then they mentioned Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s role in trying to, but I mean, that's not nearly, I think, as damning as the amount that they were attacking, you know, attacking all of these dissenting opinions. Emails specifically state their desire for a quick and devastating takedown of dissenting opinions, completely stifling any hope for authentic scientific discourse in a time when it was direly needed.
I saw it in real time when they went after Dr. Batar, okay, back around March of 2020, and he was getting a lot of views, and he was talking about a lot of things that people had not considered, the social distancing, and that linked to the distance kept with troops behind the enemy lines and other
they
things.
They describe what Fauci and his cohorts were doing to these people as a year's worth of defamatory propaganda, vilifying any of the countless reputable experts who dare pose a contrary opinion against lockdowns and mandates. And again, these were newly released emails revealing that it was Dr. Fauci and Dr. Francis Collins of the NIH who were behind the concerted effort.
I don't think
so, proven,
Carr
confirmed.
Emails, but he was one of the earlier ones that I saw, that I, at least that I watched and followed, along with Kaufman and the other ones too. But Dr. Batar was the first, very first one, aside from Robert Kennedy, who had already been following, or Tenpenny, people who had been following on vaccines before. During 2019, they had that big conference at the UN about vaccine co-adjuvants, that how dangerous they could be together. That was a possibility. No study had ever been done mixing the different co-adjuvants. And they were talking about that at the UN, and doctors were talking about all their concerns. And then all of a sudden, boom, look over here at Wuhan. Shut up talking about that. It was a very interesting timing. Well, that all took place right after a military Olympics was held October 19th in China.
In the one example, three epidemiologists targeted in particular, the report, courtesy of the colleagues at The Pulse publication, exemplify how Fauci and his boss devised a conspiracy to demonize the signatories of the Great Barrington Declaration. Respected epidemiologists from three of the world's most prestigious universities who proposed pandemic management strategies, alternative to lockdowns. And we have the commercial break. Folks, if you do want to call in today, 512-248-8252, stick around. We'll be right back.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: "It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel." Amazon customer: "Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it." Amazon customer: "Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
And we are back, folks. Beyond the Official Narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with Stephen Douglas Whitener, and coming out of another great bump, Hawkwind, great band there. Well, you know, I don't know. I find that kind of inspiring, Stephen, that report that the amount of laws against lockdowns have doubled. As Chris Black was pointing it out in his article there, as laws against mask and vax mandates are proliferating, with the number of states and municipalities passing such laws doubling in the last month. I wasn't aware of that. That is positive.
It reminds me of the response to the restrictions they planned to place on the Second Amendment in Virginia back, when was it, early 2019 maybe? It was pre-COVID, or right, maybe it was 2019, 2018. I don't know. My memory is not perfect, but, you know, they pushed back with Second Amendment sanctuaries and different counties all over the state of Virginia. That was the, you know, it's, what do they call it? Thesis, synthesis, and thesis, antithesis, and synthesis, that dialectical method is playing back and forth amongst our whole world. And that's just examples of it. You look at the way that happens, and
Yeah.
And we do have some that go in our favor, that's true. But it seems to me the Overton window keeps opening more and more.
The Great Reset, Stephen.
Pardon?
The Great Reset.
The Great Reset, yeah.
Here's my Klaus Schwab mastermind villain voice. But, we have a lot of big cities pushing forward. New Orleans, no less. Nollins, forcing children 5 to 11 to show proof of vaccination to enter restaurants and other businesses.
That's horrifying. That's just horrifies me.
That'll go into effect January 3rd. We have a couple callers here. We may have to take the first one through the break, but let's get started. Dan in Washington. Hello, Dan. Hey, what's on your mind today?
Hey. I think it's a good sign that Biden said the states should handle it. I'm hoping that that's a kind of an indication that he might back down a little bit from these mandates. So that's good. And, I definitely consider mandates.
Hey, I'm losing you a little bit there.
Yeah,
Dan.
You're kind of breaking up, Dan.
That was a little better.
Okay, well, anyway.
That was good.
The Republicans are doing a better job, than the Democrats in a certain way of fighting these restrictions. But are you guys, what's irritating me about conservatives or the mainstream Republican is they're blaming socialism for all this. And I was talking to a guy the other day, and he felt like I did about the vaccine mandates, but he was more of a boomer, and he was more of a mainstream media watcher. And he just blames socialism for it all. And it's like, Bill Gates, the Rockefellers, Moderna, Pfizer, they're not socialists. these are like oligarchy corporations.
Very much so. People have been told socialism's one thing, and where it's not easy to define there on that level. On one level, they have a point. If you go back to the days of the Pilgrims, they proved that why that kind of socialism, the kibbutz socialism, doesn't work.
As far as what we saw employed in the Third Reich, for example, racial national socialism, it seems to have potential for people, regardless of their race. But, I mean, socialism is a term broadly used from communism to national socialism, which gets associated with fascism. So it's all over the map in the people's references to it, just like the term fascism itself. Communism, let's just use the term communism on one end of the spectrum and capitalism on the other. The West has used each to varying degrees at different points in history to what benefit they require. And now it seems to be what people are calling totalitarianism or technocratic technocracy or corporatism. Dan, I think it's the merger. No. Corporatism, all these words are the merger, perhaps, of communism and capitalism. Crony capitalism, of course, is the...
And they're all transnational, is the point, Dan, is like it's ubiquitous all over the globe. That's the way that they destroyed the nations by...
Why don't you hold on? Yeah. Stephen, finish that thought, and Dan, I'll get your response after the bottom of the hour break here, folks.
Okay, cool.
All right, hold on, Stephen. We'll be right back.
Okay.
To the length of his way, just a shiver with a mouth to the ground, to the ground. Words just a shout with the language of fear. Dreams are a mission they bow to liberate.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Back, folks, beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with Stephen Douglas Whitener. And Stephen, you were responding to Dan's point. We have Dan in Washington still on the line with us.
Yeah, it's just an evil system. I don't know how it hasn't crumbled already, but yeah, I'll turn it over to you, Dan. They destroyed the nation state for their own benefit, you know, resources, ate up the resources. Then goes back a long way. It's hard to look at it sometimes, you know, just how we, and it, I mean, we've let it happen, but you know, it's divide and conquer everybody, everything, more and more ways to divide us and set us against each other so that they get to leapfrog over the whole thing. It just, it's disgusting.
Well, Dan, yeah, what did you think about the communism, capitalism, multi-pronged attack theory?
Well, America has made bad choices that really go against a Democrat or a democracy or even a republic, because they have allowed monopolies to take over, these people like Rockefeller You know, where if Huey Long, for example, would have got elected and they would have nationalized the oil profits, you wouldn't have a problem with the New World Order right now. You wouldn't have these billion-dollar, you wouldn't have all this stuff. You wouldn't have the Rockefeller Foundation, and they've allowed Bill Gates to become this major oligarchy.
How would that have played out, I wonder? I wonder how that would have played out with the British Empire and then the Third Reich and the Soviet Union.
I don't think we would have had World War II. And if you look at it, like the economics of Germany were basically, Hitler was a crime-fighting superhero. And if you think of, because these guys are basically a mafia, the Rothschilds.
Yeah.
You know, we have the most tyrannical system ever developed by mankind. And it's like, I would have no problem taxing income over $1 billion, you know.
That was awesome.
And just
Dan,
nationalize that stuff.
I just want to compliment you, Dan, right now. That was awesome. Hitler was a crime-fighting superhero.
I can see a cartoon of him and Superman morphing one into the other at the same time.
Yeah, instead of these cartoons of, like, Bill Gates and an Oprah coming to save the day. We need a cartoon of Hitler there speaking to us from beyond.
Yeah,
well,
it's hard to see.
The
anti-racist Hitler is one of the cartoons I've seen in that regard. The White Rabbit Productions, I think, is the one that did that. It's a video, a cartoon.
Yeah, they're good.
And it's called Anti-Racist Hitler. If you haven't seen that, Dan, you'd enjoy it a lot. It's a cartoon.
I've seen that one. Yeah, it was a good one. No, I'll get let other callers get on, but it just irritates me that, you know, it's they've allowed, like, Pfizer, Moderna, they've committed these massive crimes, and then they get the dumb people to say, well, that's socialism. It's like, what are you talking about? You know, like. Those are the Rush Limbaugh people, you know, and
it's frustrating, you know. You can't educate somebody if they've chosen to remain ignorant all their life. They have to choose to learn. And to learn, you have to challenge what you think you know, you already know. You challenge what you know every day, or it's no longer valid.
Say, Dan, one more thing. Can we put that at? I mean, I don't mean to sound morbid, but can we put that on your gravestone? Adolf Hitler was a crime-fighting superhero?
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
All right, let's go to Mike in Kentucky. Hello, Mike. You're on the air, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, they need to depict him saluting the American flag, though, because that's where he got the pledge of the allegiance from the Bellamy cousins, who were socialists. And if you look in Black's Law Dictionary, I don't know how long the British Empire's been controlled by the Rothschilds, but probably since the 1820s.
Waterloo, at least.
Huh?
Yeah, since Waterloo.
After they pulled that fun thing with Waterloo. And, you know, how far back does spycraft go with those folks, you know? Because Passenger Pigeons and Pony Express got the news of the loss of Waterloo to them, so they could put out a false rumor that Napoleon won and did a pump and dump on the entire British stock market. And, you know, they really were upset with America. That's big factor in the War of 1812. Do we think they just gave up? And 100 years later, you get these Federal Reserve promissory notes where they mix and match the word lawful money with gold. And so the banks could collect all these gold certificate notes up for 20 years. And the generally dumb public had to go all the way to Washington, D.C. if they wanted gold for their $10 or $20 gold certificates. You had to go all the way to the Treasury in D.C. to get that. But, you know, you try to back government officials into a corner, they'll say, well, we never defined lawful money. So they played the people for fools 100 years ago and absconded with and cornered the gold market 100 years ago. And by 1933, what the banking emergency, whether you believe it was real or not, they revalued gold from $20 to $35 an ounce. And we've lost our currency ever since, piece by piece.
Right, that lasted till 71. That was the set, and it's been nothing but fiat fantasy since then.
Well, 1953. Go back and look for an episode of Roy Rogers. They even got the Right Honorable Roy Rogers involved in the propaganda. In 1952 or 53, there's an episode called Ghost Town Gold, 20 years after Americans were not allowed to own gold. Even Roy Rogers, Saturday morning, you know, theater, whatever you call that, you know, where they drop the youngsters off and they'd get to watch cartoons, Roy Rogers and Buck Rogers and all that. They were propagandizing the youngsters that gold is not money. Because Pat Brady and his Jeep, you know, his World War II surplus Jeep or whatever it was, he had bought this ghost town, and there was an old codger living in it, and some old gang had made a bunch of counterfeit. You don't find out that they're counterfeit until the end of the episode, but they made a bunch of counterfeit gold, $20 gold pieces, and Pat Brady falls down into the basement and finds them, and the rest of the episode, the banker and Roy Rogers tries to convince everybody, well, these will have to be redeemed, but like it's three ammo boxes of $20 gold pieces. And $20 back then, that was more than, what, 2 days or three, maybe even a week's wages. So it was a lot of money.
Yeah, you know, that's an ounce of gold today, whatever an ounce of gold is.
But Roy Rogers and the banker in the episode said gold isn't money anymore. The government says gold isn't money anymore, Pat. You'll have to turn these in. So the propaganda has been going on, and they even got, you know, Right Honorable Roy Rogers involved in it there with that Ghost Town Gold. But that's not the reason I actually called in. You were talking about the Wuhan flu. And Rand Paul, I tried to contact his office. I think what they did instead of gain-of-function research was actually refrain-of-function research. They took something that was way too deadly to be a global pandemic, and they kind of watered it down. They refrained its function to where it would take 6-8 weeks before people around the world wouldn't even notice it. If you believe Mike Pompeo, when he was Secretary of State, he pointed this out, that Chinese kept it secret until it reached every province of China. So for weeks, they knew this thing was going traveling around and never said anything. And it took the global health community at least that long for them to say, wait a minute, this pneumonia is different, and it took weeks for it to run around populations. That fornicating Ferguson guy in England pointed it out, said, well, you know, after we looked at this some more, half of England was already exposed before we had our first positive test in January 28th of 2020. So, you know, working the math out, there's a lot more people that have been asymptomatic and never showed it, you know, never got sick and maybe spread it, you know, subchronic carriers and things. But Rand Paul's office, as far as I know, that's all he wanted to hit on was gain of function, gain of function, gain of function.
Yeah, it seemed like distraction. It seemed like distraction, bread and circuses to me.
Right.
I think the fact that Omicron, if we're to believe Omicron is a mutated version, it's clearly more transmissible, more contagious, but less deadly, which is the natural path any of these things follow for survivability, not kill the host and all that. But so you're suggesting that early on they tweaked something to make it less deadly or less contagious, or perhaps both, so it spreads slower.
The example that we know about is, I think in 2013, they sent six workers into a copper mine to clean out all the bat crap and fungus that was growing on it. And they got deathly ill within 2 weeks of doing that job. And two of them died within, I think, two weeks, and maybe four out of six survived. But you could take something that's that deadly and vector it through lab animals and things like that until you get something that doesn't kill, instead of in 2 weeks, it kills more like in 6 or 8 weeks or longer. And, you know, you carry it subchronically.
You reduce the gain. Okay? You reduce the gain. It's like turning your amp down. Okay,
right, that's why I call it refrain of function instead of gain.
You just turn the gain down in that particular virus for whichever it is.
And that's why you call it
out more,
Mike,
spreads out
Mike.
More and causes less damage to the host.
And Mike, you're saying why you call it refrain of virus?
Refrain of function instead of gain of function. Yeah, you take something. For instance, if you made Ebola to where it wouldn't kill so quickly, it wouldn't be able to burn through a population and be isolated, you know.
Yeah.
So I would not put it past our friends down in South America, you might say, who have created Omicron as kind of a Christmas present, because it has, and I think that inventor or whatever he is, the architect of the mRNA technology and DNA technology, that guy's going around on social media. I'm friends with him on LinkedIn, but he can't, you know, he's got so many friend requests or connection requests on LinkedIn, he can't accept anymore. I forget his name.
How about, of course, they're attributing any vaccine damage to these variants to keep their narrative going. And I mean, I mentioned New York seeing a fourfold increase of child and infant COVID hospitalizations and deaths, all these heart incidents for children, and they're acting like it's normal and that it's not related to the shots.
Every flu season for years, they tried to sell everybody on this flu mist vaccine. And you know what it did? It was a refrain of function. It was a muted or a diminished capacity virus, and you'd get a couple of girls in a dormitory to take the flu mist, and they would shed the virus for weeks to give herd immunity to the whole dormitory of girls. Well, that's what this, I've heard a couple of people, including Dr. Corey, has described this as well as a designer virus that was almost like it was made to act like a custom backfire. You know what a backfire is? From the wildlife Malheur refuge standoff, those guys were setting backfires to try to preserve their ranch. And I had a premonition about that happening early on. If 80 years of our government getting all this funding for biowarfare research, if they couldn't capture an early version as if from their own military personnel from those Olympic games you mentioned earlier, they could have got an early version of this virus and refrained it down and started spraying it out, misting it out in Houston, New York, Los Angeles, and train stations, subway stations, bus stations, airports, and set backfires with a watered-down version of this virus. And I think that would explain why some people got, I know people that's had COVID twice, and the first time was not that bad. The second time about killed them. I think they got the real version the second time, and it wasn't Delta, you know. So
that was what I was assuming when I saw them all over China spraying up. They had these huge cement mixer type size trucks spraying mist everywhere. And I thought that was, that's what they said it was, but you said it could have been a backfire too.
Well, yeah, spraying out some kind of it wouldn't take much. You just, you know, a volunteer or somebody that's volunteered by the military and, you know, assigned to go and catch a subway and drop a package to somebody and they go around sneezing in the subway line, you know, during rush hour in New York. You'd start spreading a backfire, a flu mist type version.
That summer of 2020, the fall of 2020.
You kind of there, say again?
I was wondering if there was video of people intentionally spreading fomites in the fall of 2019. Leading up into 2020 in the U.S.
That's another thing. I captured a Channel 4 out of Louisiana had a graphic that showed the sun shining down on a crosswalk button. And the graphic, I don't know who designed it, but it tried to claim that out in the middle of the sunshine, or it implied that this thing could have, you know, that this stupid virus, SARS-CoV-2, could survive in the sunshine for crazy amounts of time, like 7 hours at 107 degrees at, you know, at 40% humidity. Okay. As you raise the humidity up, though, like in a human body, you know, 70-some percent at like 102 fever, it could only survive like 2 hours.
Well, yeah, and when you mentioned sunlight, yeah. I mean, Tom in Utah mentions all the conditions transfer is the only way these things can survive. It needs to be encapsulated in that fat envelope.
Lipid layer, yeah, lipid envelope is what
Real quick, and I'll let you go, and I think we need to create a lot of noise in the database because they're engaged in mastering the human domain. We're talking about all of the stuff that was going on in 2019. We didn't get hardly any coverage of the yellow vests in France. It was going on for a year. Had all these protests going on in Hong Kong and different places, and I think they can do sentiment monitoring or sentiment management on a global scale now for many years. People don't realize how long they've been able to spy on mass populations of people and do sentiment management or manipulation and even, you know, monitoring it to see, oh my gosh, we've got revolutions about to happen all over the planet. We need to do something. So,
yeah,
how long did they have this thing ready to go? I mean, for years probably. And they're holding back information that would short circuit the pandemic and the fear, like, you know, just vitamin D. If you keep your vitamin D between 50 and 60, there's
right.
studies showing that you have a theoretical zero chance of death if you get this thing. I mean, that's censorship.
Well, here, we have the break. I appreciate your call, though. Thanks, Fred.
Okay, well, there is no ground zero.
Mike.
And I'll bet you
again,
there'll be
Mike.
No ground zero.
All right, Mike. No, call again later in the week if you can. Fred in Michigan after the break. We'll be right back.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Back, folks, beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey with Stephen Douglas Whitener. We have Fred in Michigan on the line. Hello, Fred, what's on your mind?
Well, 4,000 patents are connected to the BioWar Vax, the BioVax, BioWar Vax, DivX Fab. 4,000 patents, 73 primary or 77 primary. This is according to the due diligence of David Martin, PhD, in his presentations with Reiner Fulmick. I think it was this past July. It's Reiner Fulmick, David Martin. It's on BitChute. There's nothing novel, yada, yada.
Either way, it's a crime. If it was natural and you being utilized, it's still a crime. And if it was developed, it's a crime. I saw him do a presentation that pointed out that these people are criminals any direction you look at this thing from,
And what that was that presentation by the title, Dr. David Martin, Mandatory Injections Plan 2015, unshackledminds.com. I got that memorized. Unshackledminds.com. And he runs through the 5 or 7 criminal felony acts committed by Peter Daszak, Ralph Baric, Fauci, Francis Collins. Well, they're all complicit. The entire CDC and NIH. Okay, so what he lays out, what he delineates precisely, is the blueprint by which we all, I'm going to interface locally with various groups, just conjure up what groups are most accessible and then go interface with those groups in their context. And what I'd like you to, your guest, Stephen, right? I'd like to give you my phone number. I'd like to talk with you off air sometime. Yeah. Same with Mike and Bucky.
Yeah, you're welcome to my details. I'd discuss this with you further off air. I would be glad to. I apologize for the traffic that blew by. That's not, that's unusual. I apologize.
No.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to give you my number. 810-394-2599, 810-394-2599, 810-394-2599. You can call me as late as you want.
All right.
And, same
you
with
Mike in Kentucky, if nothing else.
Yeah,
you can listen to the archive, if you need to get it.
And let's say one last thing. I'm looking at a presentation, Club of Rome, Climate Change, Population Control, the First Global Revolution. They have a publication called The Vacuum. The common enemy of humanity is man. In searching for common enemies by which we can connect, this is crazy, the Club of Rome, man, 1970.
Indeed, that was the year that they decided to
All right, well, thank you for the call, Mr. Fred. Stephen, I appreciate your contribution as always. Please support RBN, folks. Stick around for Patrick Slattery, and we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, @hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You
can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.